I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so like I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Yes. Beastie Boys, Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 9:05. Fat Boy, give us that key word one more time, if you would.
Piano. P-I-A-N-O.
Piano. Text that word to 72881 and win you $1,000 cash with the P1 payoff. NASCAR All-Star Race this Saturday, Charlotte Motor Speedway. We would love for you to go to that, and I imagine you would love to go to that. So now let's get ready to play. Someone said yesterday we've played this before, but I don't remember. Get ready to play Dale No or Dale Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I will read you an interesting fact. You tell me, is it about Dale Earnhardt Sr. or not? Dale Yeah or Dale No? Pretty simple game, right?
Yeah.
Like, Fat Boy, if I said Dale Earnhardt was Muslim.
I'm going to say Dale No,
that
but.
That would be correct.
Dale Yeah wouldn't
surprise
me.
Stop it at that. 1-800.
Glad you knew that.
1-800-774-0093. Best of five will win two tickets to the NASCAR All-Star Race this Saturday in Charlotte. I believe that is not sold out yet. Tickets still remain. All right. Let's play. Let's go to line one and talk to P1 Demon King. Oh, you've been waiting patiently. Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Too sweet Tuesday.
It is. I'm too sweet. He threw the phone.
Woo!
Yeah. There it is. You're going to go to the race, but that is if you can beat the American Nightmare himself on line three, Cody. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
I'm going to need somebody to roll up a window or something.
Yeah.
It just sounds real bad. It's very important that we hear a clear call. Wait, maybe one of them's up in an airplane right now. Are you both, is somebody up in the air?
No, I'm in building right now. There's no air blowing through where I'm at.
Put Cody on hold. Let's hear what it sounds like. It's Cody.
Yeah, it's Cody's
It's absolutely
connection.
Cody.
Cody's got a bad connection.
It's Demon King. You're still there, right?
Yep.
It's totally Cody.
Clear as a bell.
Dude, we got to get somebody else. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, we just have a bad connection.
No offense to Cody.
With Cody.
What about now?
Is he back on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Hey, now it's perfect, man.
What did you do? What did you do? Roll the windows up?
No, I just put it in the window so it's a pickup signal.
All right. Well, whatever works.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
This game, are you both familiar with NASCAR and familiar with the king himself, Dale Earnhardt Sr., the man himself?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to read a fact about possibly Dale Earnhardt Sr., and I'm not going to twist any of these. It won't be Junior. You know what I'm saying? It's either Dale Sr. or not. So Dale Yeah or Dale No. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to scream your name, and this is where I'll rely on Judge Jimmy to help me decide who screamed their name first. Dale No or Dale Yeah. His nickname was the Count of Monte Cristo.
Demon. 30.
Demon?
Dale No.
Dale No is correct. Give him a bell. Brownie points in the room if somebody can tell me his real nickname. The Count of Monte.
30.
Cody, for fun?
The Intimidator.
Well, that's not what I'm going for. The Count of Monte Carlo.
Count of Monte Cristo.
Carlo.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough game.
But the Intimidator was, I mean, his nickname.
Paige, hold my hand while we do this game.
Okay.
My bad.
No, it's okay. We'll make this work. Are we all Americans on the phone?
Yeah.
All right, we can make this work. Number two, Dale no or Dale yeah? I pretended to be his son when I was 8 years old in hopes of meeting him in person.
Cody. Demon.
Cody?
Dale yeah.
That's incorrect. Be a Dale no. It was Dale Murphy.
Yeah, Dale Murphy.
Dale Murphy.
Yeah. Different Dale.
Atlanta Braves.
The Intimidator.
All right, the scoreboard that says?
Demon King's up 1-0.
1-0 as we play Dale no or Dale yeah. Question number three. He retired in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Cody.
Yeah.
Cody was in first. Judge Jimmy agree.
Yeah, Cody was first.
Dale yeah.
That's incorrect.
Dale, no.
He never officially retired.
He did not retire.
The only Dale that retired in Charlotte was a man by the name of Mr. Dale Ellis from the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh,
you watch your
mouth. I didn't get the question. My bad. I'm sorry.
Why'd you not get it? I sent it out to you. All right, here we go. Question number four as we play Dale no or Dale yes. His dad's name was Ralph.
Demon.
Judge Jimmy.
Demon was first.
Demon King. His dad's name was Ralph.
Dale yeah.
That is Dale yeah. Damn right it is. Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s dad was Ralph.
Ralph Earnhardt.
And I believe Dale's name is Ralph also. Right? Dale's his middle name, I thought. Dale Earnhardt Sr.?
He's Ralph Dale.
Ralph Dale.
I think so.
I think Hassan was his middle name, actually.
No, it was not. It was not. All right. Question number five. As we play Dale No or Dale Yeah. Question number five. He appeared in a movie with Jenny McCarthy.
Demon.
Demon King for the win.
I'm going to say Dale No.
That's incorrect. Mm. Dale Earnhardt was in a movie with Jenny McCarthy. You may remember it as Basketball.
Yep.
Well, I'm trying to place it.
When he was with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Reggie Jackson, yeah. I think John McEnroe and some other people were there as well.
He must have walked on the set by mistake.
No, it was all part of the thing.
Yeah. Look, Reggie Jackson had the biggest role.
Reggie Jackson did. He was also in, what was the other movie? The Adam Sandler movie. All right.
Cobbler.
Question number...
No, not the cobbler.
Question not number five.
Shoes.
That is... Well, I've already done question number five. That means with the scoreboard, right?
Oh, if you're out of questions, yeah.
That's question five. What's the scoreboard say?
2-0 Demon King.
Which means we have a winner.
It's P1 Demon King. The
vroom,
champion.
Vroom, vroom. You did it. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, guys.
You know what? I'm more excited than you are, and I don't even get to go to it.
No, I'm super stoked. My driver won last week, so hopefully he can win this week.
Okay.
How'd you lose your license? No, I see what you're saying. All right, hold on. Fat Boy's going to get your information. Hopefully that goes a little smoother. Well, let's make it official, Sting. He's off the phone, but go ahead and tell him what he won.
Well, congratulations, P1 Demon King. You're going to the NASCAR All-Star Race this weekend at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yeah! Congratulations.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Congratulations.
Can't wait to
get there. Oh, man, oh, man.
Got my seat already picked up.
Was that game okay? Be honest with me.
That was a pretty fun little game, man.
I mean, you
the
have
concept
to
is good.
Really, really know Dale, though, to really get those. But then again, if you go to the NASCAR All-Star Race, I mean, you should know Dale.
Yeah, and you can play it again with Dale Gilbert if you want to and a bunch of others.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll do that next time. Next time on Dale No or Dale Yeah. But in the meantime, Paige, what are you working on in the play?
I'm going to tell you why you... or anybody that's listening should pig out every once in a while. We'll get into that story next in the Rise Guys Headlines.
Every once in a while, huh?
Yeah.
All right. We'll find out what that means and much, much more next in your Rise Guys Headlines. My apologies. I apologize.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, we're going to get to overeating and pigging out real soon, but first I got to tell you some news that Felicity Huffman pleaded guilty yesterday, and she can face up to 4 to 10 months in prison. She pleaded guilty to cheating to get her daughter into college. You remember the whole scandal?
Oh, how could we forget?
Yeah, so she could be sitting 4 to 10 months behind bars, and she has to pay a $20,000 fine, and she will be sentenced on September 13th. So she has some time to work out her situation.
You know what's real interesting about that is that her husband, Bill H. Macy,
mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously he knew what was going on and, you know, whatever, but he was not on any of the paperwork. So I wonder how that feels at home. Like, you know, he was very aware, but like she's pled guilty and could, I mean, she could quite possibly go to jail.
I don't know why you wouldn't just get a fine. And then that, but she's going to get both. Why do you have to go to jail for this?
And now now everybody knows that her kid didn't have the smarts to get in.
Moreover? Yes. She arrived at the courthouse with her brother. There was no sign of her husband, William H. Macy.
See, that's got
to
be really
who was
odd.
Never charged. And she cried as she explained to the judge that her daughter knew nothing about the scam. She also revealed that the daughter had some learning disabilities.
But here's the thing, too. If you're a judge and you've got an actress up on the witness stand or whatever doing a deposition or whatever, I would just say, I don't know if I believe you or not. You're a great actress. I've seen your movies. Like, you had me convinced in a bunch of movies. How am I to really believe what you're telling me right now, Felicity H.? Huffman?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
I do. Yeah.
I mean, it's an actress. That's why it went... I don't know if Paige's Game of Thrones spoiler's real. She's an actress. Maybe that's some kind of falsehood she's putting out.
Will it ever end?
Paige said Blanche dies during Golden Girls.
I mean, imagine what? That.
Yeah.
Hell.
Stanley's Bornak kills her.
That's true. That's
I'm going to tell you what happens at the end of Titanic if you keep that up. The ship sinks. All right, I hate to give it away.
You didn't even keep it up. You just went ahead and dropped
it. Away.
You didn't even give it a chance.
Sorry.
I'm going to tell you if you keep it up. I'm going to tell you either way.
I know you may want to go see the movie, but I ruined it for everybody.
Yeah. Paige told me earlier that our last segment of the show today is going to be real hurried and run through because we're going to be late.
Maybe not. Maybe not. We got plenty of time right now. She might be wrong about that one. She might be wrong on that particular spoiler.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, but
that's a whole mess, though. So.
How many people... especially in America in 2019 or 18 or 17 or the last, I don't know, ever,
mm-hmm.
would do something maybe morally compromised or ethically questionable to get their kid into a good college if they had the means to.
Yes.
That's why you crucify these people, but so many people have done and would do something very similar if they had the ability to.
Right.
If they had the connections and the means, they absolutely would do it for their kid to get ahead. Because this is America. We cheat it. We cheat at anything we can cheat at, man.
Hear, hear.
I mean, you want to say all those basketball players that go to Duke are that smart? It's been
yes.
a couple dummies here or there.
No, they're all brilliant.
But it's finally like there's a name and a face, that, and it's one you may recognize from TV shows and movies that you can say, oh, yeah, enough of this. My kid's real smart and can't get into school, you know, some people would say. I would say that, too.
Not saying that there's an excuse for bad behavior, but if you're in a circle and everybody's doing it and willing to pay that kind of money, then I can see maybe they weren't so shocked to be at a party and discussing this. Hey, I got my kid in there. You want to get yours in? And
could you imagine 60 days in with Felicity Huffman and Aunt Becky?
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Is that Aunt Becky from Full House over there? Nah, she's in here for armed robbery.
Our time with Aunt Becky.
She's all taking pictures of people outside.
Anybody ever tell you before you look like Aunt Becky? Nah, my name's Rosario.
I'm not
Aunt Becky.
Like, the real criminals here are the ones like facilitating this whole scam.
The one guy. Nobody knows his name.
Yeah, he's
the people, one guy taking all these payments.
The people, now these guys knew what they were doing, these ladies and people in the families, they knew what they were doing, and it certainly isn't right to do. I don't excuse it, but the people running the scam, because you go to people who have the means and you make it known that you can make this happen for them. You know, that a lot of people would say yes to that.
I think,
let's get in on that.
As long as the money wasn't too expensive, but you got to remember, it took me 6 times to get my driver's license.
Yeah.
I think if my daddy could have handed that redheaded lady over at the Greer DMV $100 or something, she would have passed me maybe. I mean, she probably wouldn't have. No. Her morals and ethics are intact, but I'm sure he would have been glad to do it just to hurry him, get me behind the wheel.
Give him the opportunity.
It took me six times.
And the only reason why these people are on the forefront is because they're famous. You don't care about the other guy. He can sit in jail for all you care.
Why wouldn't they go and say, we'll make a donation, whatever, if you want to stretch it out for $1 million over however many years or whatever? It just, it's virtually the same thing. That way you don't have to mess with the grades the kid gets in.
Yeah, you make a donation to have the Fine Arts Center named after you or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not taking a spot from a kid. I'm sure any college will work both of you in if you want to pay him money.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, and how many wealthy people donate money to the university they went to, and then their kids wind up going there, and you know it helps.
Yeah. Legacy kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're willing to go to school and you have the grades, and maybe you're the kids that are suing, and they probably think that they probably should have gone into a privileged college and they were told no, then maybe they owe something back from the university.
But when it had just started there, though, like she got into what Ivy League school, whatever it was.
USC.
Once she got, that's Ivy League?
No, not at all, no.
I thought it was an Ivy League school.
No, it was Southern Cal.
Okay, so what if once she got in there, then what? You're going to have to pay off all the teachers and all the tutors and everybody? I mean, once you get her in, she still got to pass.
Yeah, once you get them in, they still have to do well.
She didn't want to go.
Yeah, she did. Like, Aunt Becky's kid didn't want to go.
She's Massimo's daughter and Aunt Becky's kid.
Yeah, all for nothing. And she lost her endorsement deals she had out of the deal.
Well,
Aunt Becky or the daughter?
Yeah.
Oh,
kid. Does anybody know which college, what university Felicity Huffman's daughter went to? Because I don't know.
Somebody mentioned Yale, but I don't know if that was a non-famous kid or what, because there were some CEOs with kids that were going through this too.
Yeah.
I've never heard Nine ask a question before.
Yeah, I just don't. I'll try to look it up real quick.
I want to look it up.
I don't know. I'm looking.
Come on, man. Beat him.
I asked plenty of questions.
Oh, beat him.
Oh, come on. Come on. Can Matt do it? Can Matt do it? Can Matt
say?
Don't go to Yahoo.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm
reading over with his SAT.
I don't want to win this. I can't read fast. Oh, no.
You got him.
Gosh.
Yeah, I think you do. I mean,
you're helping me.
Nothing's like none of the articles I'm pulling up say. See, there's something about Georgetown and Southern California. Should you go to Georgetown?
You want these all-star tickets or not? Come on, Google.
I can win these?
Yes.
The scandal is
Yale, Stanford, USC, Georgetown. Wake Forest, and Georgetown.
Yeah.
Amongst others.
You got the same list I got, man. At the same time. How about that?
God.
Yeah. Oh, high five.
You owe me a Coke.
We like each other, fat boy.
This is a push.
We hang out. We're going to lunch today.
Oh, no. We've been hanging out since he was 15.
And the crime, 14. Maybe, is falsifying the SAT scores and lying about athletic skills.
Yeah, it says here she was given twice the time as a normal student would be to complete the SAT. Mm-hmm. God, I'd love to have had that. I was going through the last part. It was going dot, dot, dot. I spent 15 minutes just smelling the Scantron.
Right.
15?
Febreze, make a Scantron.
Right?
Yeah, I love that smell, man. It was great.
It'd be a success.
Scantron.
All right. Well,
test of the future.
Here's some good news for you. Maybe. There's a new study from Australia that suggests that if you normally live a healthy lifestyle and you are not over the age of 50, pigging out every once in a while isn't that bad for you because your body can adapt.
Define pigging out.
So,
and once in a while.
Yeah, like, you know, maybe the holidays or because.
Which ones? All of them?
Memorial Day weekend. Okay. You're going to party and eat a lot of barbecue or whatever you're going to do, right? You're going to overindulge that weekend. So researchers had people over 8 for 5 straight days to simulate how you might act around a big holiday weekend. And each person added 1,000 calories a day to their diet, which is probably pretty easy to do if you're going to be drinking beer and other things like that. And because it didn't have any significant long-term effects on metabolism or insulin rates. But if you're older, again, that fat that's around your organs, it could be harder to lose and it might be a problem. Over 50, you know, when you're tipping to the age thing.
Yeah.
So if you're younger, your body's going to adapt and bounce back. You're not going to get the fat where you can't lose it, you know?
Hmm.
So it's fine to do if you're younger and you generally do good.
If you're young and in decent shape, if you go pig out for a week, like on vacation or coming up this big holiday weekend, you're going to bounce back.
Is this weekend or next weekend?
No, a couple weeks from now. Okay. Well, yeah. This coming.
I'm not coming to work that day.
Holiday. Next weekend.
Yeah.
I'm not coming to then either.
Not this coming weekend, but the following weekend is Memorial Day.
Look at Seth Rollins. He's pretty jacked up, right?
Yeah.
Nice. He's dating a man now, I hear.
Have you ever heard about what he eats?
The man.
Well, the man. What's he?
It's awful. He doesn't have a diet. He just all fast food all the time.
Yeah.
He says he just works out.
A lot. He works out a lot. God, and very, must be very nice. Hard. I mean, he keeps his metabolism going.
Didn't you go to high school with a guy that could just eat anything and just stay in great shape? I did. His name was Richie Davis.
Yeah, but he was real skinny.
Richie was ripped, though. And he'd eat just trash food, and it would make me sick.
But usually, by the time that catches up to you, your metabolism will slow down over time. So you have to, in the case of Seth Rollins, I mean, he's in his 30s and he still does that because he works out hard, CrossFit and all that stuff, and keeps it up.
He's an arsonist.
He is. He wants to burn it down.
Yeah.
So if you're going to, your body's going to bounce back after a day of eating like that. But if you're going to continually do that.
My body's just going to bounce. I don't know if it's going to bounce back or not.
Like every weekend, if you just pig out, then it's gonna cause some harm to your organs and put fat where you can't lose it. So you got to be careful. But every once in a while, according to this, you're all right.
What is a pig out meal for you, Paige? Like, what's the one where you're like, I don't care anything about what this intake. What's your guilty pleasure food-wise?
Mexican food.
Yeah.
And pizza.
Together.
Yeah, I mean.
Mexican pizza is the best, huh?
I mean, I
have that at Taco
either
Bell.
Or. Mm-hmm. I like lots of cheese, and so I'm pretty happy either one. And, you know, pasta and everything like that.
Yeah.
Carbs. I'll just say I'll go for the carbs when I want to cheat. Any carbs are great for me.
Mm-hmm. You like at marinara. I hear
I
you.
I do.
Marinara.
I like
best.
That. I love pasta. I like cheese. I like, you know.
Calabash chicken.
Calabash chicken is always good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
You like carbs. Sweets and then you like ice cream.
I love ice cream.
Yeah.
And chocolate. So that's what I go for.
I can't handle ice cream.
No.
Just can't do it. I love it, but can't eat it, man.
What? You're lactose intolerant? Or are you tolerant toward lactose?
I don't.
How do you feel about lactose?
It doesn't upset my stomach. It's just that I won't have any progressive movement for about 5 days after some ice cream.
Really?
Yeah.
Ice
it just
cream.
Stops me dead in my tracks, man.
Wow.
See, I don't allow myself to go eat Mexican food too often because that's usually when I have margaritas. And that's like a $5,000 dinner when you have drinks and cheese and everything else. It's a lot of calories. Yeah.
Not dollars.
Did I say five?
You said $5,000.
No, calories. Calories. Calories.
Fishbowl margarita.
Yeah. I mean, you know when you go out like that.
A lot of margaritas.
That's a lot.
Where you been, Paige?
I don't go out that often like that because I'm trying not to be fat.
Hey, it's Paige. She goes buy all the tequila.
I want to eat healthy, good food, not just a bunch of garbage. So that's what I generally like.
Yeah.
Better get some extra Patron.
Some good pasta or something that's not made of. You know, nothing
I like
but fat and cheese.
Bread. Mm-hmm. I like bread. Bread's good. My guilty pleasure. I love bread.
You like pumpernickel?
I don't mind it. Not my good. I like a good Italian bread. A good fresh baked Italian loaf that you slice the slices of.
Mm-hmm.
I like to dip bread into sauces. I like to do fondue. I like sweet breads.
Gotcha.
I like bread.
You want some King's Hawaiian?
No,
I don't.
Really?
I don't like those.
That might be the one you get me on. I don't like it.
I just don't like it a bit, man. Don't like it.
I don't care for them either.
Because I like it. That's why you two don't like it.
I just don't think it's good.
If it had like a glaze on it and some nuts in it, I'd be cool with it.
Yeah. And if they were fresh rolls, usually when you have those Hawaiian rolls, they're not like out of the oven fresh.
You know what else I don't like? Brown and serve rolls where you got to break off.
Oh,
them.
Man.
Man, they just don't taste good. They don't taste good.
I disagree
it's
with you.
Problem.
Don't taste good.
In the room.
It's not good.
So easy to make.
A little tab of butter on top, throw them
in the
oven.
You don't make them.
Throw them in the oven.
You're not making them. You're heating them.
Butter.
Those are great.
Hmm. Yeah, you make them.
You don't make them. No.
I just made the damn things, and I eat them.
I guess you think you're cooking when you put a lean cuisine in, too.
Nobody else is going to do it.
Just thaw it out and heat it up, man.
Nobody else is going to slit the vent.
Oh, boy. That's not even cooking. That's heating.
That's cooking. That's two arguments I just won just now.
No, all right.
No. You ain't won an argument ever.
It's called a streak.
I want y'all to fight. put on the gloves and spar it out.
We'll sell it.
I don't get the animosity here.
I don't know.
I just like arguing with Fat Boy. It's fun.
We'll sell it.
He's fun to argue with.
You want to find me a TSR vape shop in Clinton Saturday from 3 to 5?
I'm busy.
Let's fight.
Something came up.
Yeah. Right, plus, man, we got fighting in the afternoon. This is the main event. Yeah, this is under the lights, sir.
Hug it out. You guys need to make up. This is just not good.
See, somebody text, Brown and Serve sucks. Ha. It's a point for me.
All right.
I'm going to find out where they live.
It's in North Carolina. You ain't going to go up there.
Morning, Moose.
You're lucky.
Yeah, Moose loves them.
He doesn't go 5 miles from anywhere.
You're lucky you live in North Carolina.
What do you eat? Like yeast rolls? Like what? When it comes to like a dinner roll, you don't make bread.
No, I don't bake bread.
What do you eat then?
I don't usually eat bread with my meal. I usually don't, but if I do, like...
Even a meat and three? I didn't know they were available without it.
Okay.
Cornbread in that case, yeah. Oh, yeah. Meat and three is cornbread all day long, man. I love cornbread. Cornbread's the best.
Jalapeno cornbread is so good,
just
man.
Any cornbread, I love cornbread the most. Cornbread's my thing. And biscuits, but I mean like real biscuits, not like canned biscuits. Real biscuits, you can't beat a real biscuit or some cornbread.
I like cornbread when it's made in the iron skillet, you know. That's really tasty.
Gaffney?
Not the truck stop.
Talking about it, bread is making me tired.
I'm sorry. The carbs.
At least we want cornbread. I might have to get some Cracker Barrel or something today.
You eat your cornbread?
We'll be there for lunch. Let's do it.
All right. Well, there's a controversial story coming out of Utah where a bus driver who's being sued for racism against a biracial kid says he can't be racist at all because, quote, looking at my dog, he's as black as he could be is what this bus driver says. And he's a 78-year-old guy named John Nesbitt, and he's been driving the bus in West Point, Utah. And back in February, he closed the door as a biracial 14-year-old kid was getting off the bus, and the kid's backpack got stuck, and John drove away, and the kid was dragged about 150 feet before John stopped and opened the door. So now the mom's suing John and the school district, and she said John did it because, quote, racial animus towards her son, and she pointed at two other
racial what?
Animus.
Animus.
He said animus.
It was a racial animus.
And she pointed at two other incidents where he was accused of racism in the past 2 years, and he said that he approved because, look at my dog, he's as black as he can be. And, of course, the kid's mom isn't looking for money in the lawsuit. She just wants the district to take some kind of disciplinary action against him.
Oh, my God.
And for criminal charges to be filed in the case, and he's retired from driving.
I mean, you should be fired for almost killing a kid.
That, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But then his argument, you can't call me a racist. I have a black dog.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, I guess that just means he's given up, but not without saying something stupid on the way.
I don't know the other two incidents where the parent was referring to something that happened on the bus.
Yeah.
It's hard to find drivers, so I say keep them.
No. If you don't like kids and you're racist, you have no business on a bus.
You're saying only...
I said if you don't like kids, number one, and if you're racist, you have no business on a bus.
You'd have to ride a racist school bus.
No, if you don't like kids, why are you driving a bus in the first place? And if you're going to be racist, you're going to be singling out these children, so that's terrible.
Yeah. But you're not saying all bus drivers are racist.
I didn't say that. Okay. I said, this man, if he doesn't like children, why is he driving a bus?
Got you. I don't know.
You should stay home and, you know, do whatever you want to do where you're happy.
That's not a good, fun way to make some extra bucks.
No, just do Uber.
I know. You got adults, at least. You don't have to separate. You know, throwing spitballs at each other in the back of your Uber.
Good point.
And if you if you don't care for children, a condom brand just created an app that blocks baby pictures on Facebook.
Jimmy, listen up.
Oh, good. I need this.
This is a condom brand called Skyn, S-K-Y-N.
I'm familiar.
And it released a new Chrome extension called the Baby Blocker that blocks pictures on Facebook. And, you know, people have all their baby pictures. A Chrome extension.
Oh, I see.
You know, if you go to your Chrome web store, you can find this app, the Baby Blocker app.
Can it block the filters people are using to change sex? Here's me as a guy.
Dude, I am a very attractive woman on the Snapchat. Paige, let me show you this. I screenshot it the other day because I wanted to try to get one of it. Look at this. They have a Snapchat. They have a thing where it'll turn you into a woman. Look at that. Look how good looking I am as a woman. I mean, the beard is still there, but look at her face.
I don't know who he looks like.
Cindy Crawford.
No.
But he like dead.
No, kind of like Momo with a fuller face.
Who's that?
Momo.
You know, Google it.
Yes.
Momo.
That's a horror film.
Like Jack Crawford from Old Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Let's see yours. How you spell Momo?
M-O-M-O, yeah.
You're right.
Oh, I saw a good one. I got you with Momo. I saw a good one. Well, I can't find it now, though. Dang it, it was funny. Somebody sent it to me on the Facebook Messenger or something. It was hilarious.
Some of them are pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, this guy just, he looks just, you see it, and it's like this hot female face and like a hint of cleavage, and then he steps back and it's this really buff dude with like 8-pack abs, and he goes, "Ha ha, you're gay."
Hold on, let me take. I take your picture, Jimmy?
If you want to.
All right, we'll try.
Should I take the hat off?
All right, you ready?
Let me take the hat off.
1, 2, 3. Okay.
Oh wow.
It makes you look like Luke Combs.
Wow, it is.
Gosh,
he put a different hat on after I took my hat off.
No, that was a picture of Luke Combs.
You look so pretty.
He backs up and says you're gay.
Yeah, it's funny, man. It's just funny.
All right.
Yeah, I can't find it now.
I'm sorry.
Well, go on Snapchat. You can find me at OMatthew, OHMAFFEW.
Yeah, but NINE from TRG is the best follower. Oh, I just saw it. Right.
Can't see you as a lady, though.
Yeah, I've done it before. I did it the other day. I'll do it again.
Some of you are kind of hot women.
Yeah.
But I'll never tell you that.
He'll just be creeping on you.
Hey, look at this hot lady, Matt, on the video here.
Yeah. Oh, wow. See, that's some kind of facial recognition.
That dude makes a hot woman.
Something or another. I don't know. Okay. Well, can I take your picture, fat boy?
Sure.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Look at this. Look at that.
Oh, God.
Who is it?
You look very similar.
Who is it?
Okay. Hold on. I'll do yours now, Jim. And I'll save all these, and then we'll put them on the internet. Hold on.
I can't tell what mine looks like.
Look. Turn more. There you go. There you go. There's you. There's
you. Did you go around with that in high school?
It actually made you have a pink t-shirt, too. That's interesting.
Hey.
Would you take that to the prom?
Oh, you're really wearing a pink t-shirt.
I wear a lot of pink t-shirts.
How'd that happen? Oh, you're perfect.
No, will it turn Paige into a man?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to do it.
Okay, yeah, it will. On. There's one for men, too. It turns you into a man. Yeah, we got
me.
Time. We're running for I got a minute, anyway.
Oh, it's still making her look like a... Oh, here we go.
Oh my God! Yes,
Jesus Christ! You look like
oh man,
dude. You look like Jesse the Bodybuilder.
It's true.
What? You look like Looper.
Oh my God! What in the? This is a.
This is
so much fun. This is so good.
Oh, my God.
It has been a fun few days since that thing there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to send Fat Boy that video I had of the attractive man lady.
I can see that.
My Facebook froze. I'll do it from the online here.
Oh, you're pretty, though. A lot better looking than I am.
We got to get the boss now in the meeting. I'm going to see what Mark looks like as a woman.
Oh, there's no meeting.
There's no meeting?
Oh, dang it.
I am hoping.
Oh, okay. We'll find out later.
I don't know if I have time for another story, do I?
Nah, not really.
No, are you serious?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige. Those are Rise Guys headlines.
Look at your messenger,
fat boy. I'm so ugly.
Millie Lewis, call me. With this Snapchat filter, I could be your next big thing.
Yeah.
I'm a hideous man.
Lane Bryant, hire me. ASAP.
And you're a pretty woman.
Thank you. Did you close out headlines?
Oh, hours ago.
Oh, hours ago. All right. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll have Nine's TSL question today and tell you all about tomorrow's Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
Yeah. Rock at work. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, emailed, tweeted, text messaged, voted on various polls. Any interaction, we sure do appreciate it. And I've been handed a note. You can now see us with the Snapchat opposite sex filter. We're at The Rise Guys on Instagram and on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm making sure it's on Facebook, but I think it's up at facebook.com/riseguys.
We believe it to be there. You can see I think the oddest one here is certainly is Paige.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one that just...
The rest of us kind of look like you would imagine as women, but Paige...
I'm not handsome.
Me and Fatboy could be opposite sex sisters. Like, there's my face, and now look at Fatboy. Like, we're twins. Nine, that looks like you in a wig with makeup. But
I look like
seen
a nightmare.
That.
I got a cup size to match.
Paige looks like the governor. Jesse like, Ventura.
Yeah.
Body.
Governor Body.
Tomorrow is going to be a special show. It's our monthly all-advice show, so get ready to call in with your problems tomorrow morning, as well as more NASCAR All-Star Race tickets. Let's do some winning right now. You want to?
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
It's wild.
This morning's truth and consequences. What was Donnie's nickname? His dad called him by a nickname. What was the nickname? Text that answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That number is 72341. Again, 72341. We'll take the 93rd correct answer to be a winner.
I ain't neither one of them.
Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Player, or text podcast to 72341. Paige's going to be in next. She's going to have you $1,000 here in mere moments with the P1 payoff as she rocks your work. Don't forget, Fatboy later live streaming on Snapchat this afternoon. On Snapchat.
Yep.
Fatboy will be in 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed day. Jimmy, let's go to lunch.
Let's do it. Let's go. Woo. Let's go now.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to fondle it a little.
Ow. The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, didn't you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute Rock Block is coming up next on 93.3 The Planet
Rock. That ain't it back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.